You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Mel DeYoung. This past August, Act 7 of 2011 went into effect in Pennsylvania. The new law bans the sale or possession of synthetic marijuana and other so-called designer drugs. Last week, state police raided three state college stores and seized thousands of items suspected of containing Schedule I controlled substances. WPSU's Patty Satalia files this report.
I'm just, as a parent, I'm at my wit's end because I don't know what to do because it is so readily available, and I can't make my son understand the dangers of this.
That's Sharon Smith, founder of MomsTell.org, a support group for families dealing with drug abuse issues. Until the ban in August, synthetic marijuana had been touted as a legal alternative to pot and was widely available in tobacco shops, gas stations, and specialty stores. Also known as K2 or spice, the combination of herbs mixed with a lab-produced strain of marijuana is usually marketed as incense.
He was a mellow, yellow kid when he was smoking weed. He started smoking that incense, and everything went crazy, and it didn't go away. That's the scary thing.
Access didn't go away either. 2 weeks ago, Caroline Heppner's son suffered psychosis due to synthetic marijuana intoxication and was admitted to the Meadows Psychiatric Hospital in Pleasant Gap for treatment. Paranoia, hallucinations, and even violent behavior have been linked to smoking the fake stuff.
He wanted to die. He wanted somebody to kill him. He just looked terrible.
Yeah, I have seen bath salts like 2 days ago. He came two times on the same day.
Dr. Paul Catapalli, a physician at Nittany Urgent Care and State College, says it's not unusual to see teenagers as well as people in their 30s and 40s strung out on synthetic drugs.
They come to the clinic and sometimes they feel like they are like superhuman beings, the wild animals chasing them. Sometimes they are aggressive also and they speak violently.
People think because the product is, quote, legal, end quote, sold in gas stations and head shops, that it's okay to use. And in fact, it's not okay to use. It's very dangerous to use.
George Geisler is executive director of the Pennsylvania DUI Association. His specialty as a police officer and drug recognition expert is driving under the influence of drugs, which he calls the new DUI because it has become so common.
The young people who are using these synthetic cannabinoids and other designer drugs that are coming from these underground chemical laboratories are getting behind the wheel of their vehicles and driving under the influence of a drug, which is a criminal offense, and they're, if not getting arrested, they're killing themselves and putting others in harm's way.
When stories about the sometimes devastating effects of bath salts and synthetic marijuana reached Pennsylvania lawmakers, they acted quickly to ban them. State Senator Jake Corman of Center County was one of the co-sponsors of the bill, which went into effect on August 22nd of last year.
We were approached by District Attorneys Association. People were being significantly injured in these things, in some cases fatally, and so it was important for us to take action.
Act 7 of 2011 bans the possession, use, and sale of so-called designer drugs. But is the law enough? Again, Officer Geisler of Pennsylvania DUI.
It has not been effective at all. Essentially, what has happened is the chemical tweakers that make these so-called designer drugs will alter the chemical compound of the outlawed substance and create a new substance which is not covered by the law.
Anything that's coming in now doesn't have any synthetics, no cannabinoids, no nothing. You can go to the health food store and put in this the same way. That's what I'm carrying.
That's Mike Holtberg of Jamaica Junction, 1 week before state police raided his and two other state college stores back on February 22nd. Holtberg had been selling his self-proclaimed all-natural synthetic marijuana in small packets. They were labeled not fit for human consumption. He said he had no qualms about selling the stuff, but admits he decided to pull bath salts, a form of synthetic heroin, from his shelves.
We made a ton of money in 4 months off of that, and I sat down with my staff and we all looked at each other and go, this product has to go. So We do have a conscience on things, okay?
Troopers seized thousands of items of suspected synthetic marijuana and bath salts from Jamaica Junction, Dragon Chasers Emporium, and Grasshopper Gift Shop. According to State Trooper Jeff Petucci, police had conducted undercover purchases of the products at all three stores throughout January and February.
Those substances were forwarded to our state police crime laboratory, and the evidence that was collected came back that they were indeed Schedule I controlled substances.
Although state police are enforcing the law, manufacturers and sellers sometimes stay one step ahead of the law. The frustrating reality for parents is that synthetic drugs may still be accessible to interested buyers. Reporting with student intern Rosemary Santarelli, I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
To learn more about the new legislation that bans so-called bath salts and synthetic marijuana, check the links at our website, wpsu.org.